Well, the effects of the pandemic on children vary dramatically depending on the country. With schools still shuttered in Uganda and other developing nations, many children have no choice but to work to survive. In Africa, more than a fifth of all children, or some 87 million kids, work. Special correspondent Fred Desam Lazaro reports from Kampala.
It looks like a scene set in the Middle Ages, a gaping, sprawling stone quarry just outside Uganda's capital. It is also a gravel factory, all of it done by hand, large, small, and very small hands. Evelyn is 11 years old. She works every day balancing on a makeshift ladder to crack open the rock face. Her family will then pound the larger rocks into gravel with crude hammers. For some, the only available tool is a larger rock. Evelyn's mother, Sylvia Noguja, who has done this work for more than a decade, labors by her side, next to six brothers and sisters. For all this work, they earn less than $2 a day. That's the whole family.
We go and break stones, like that plastic jerry can you see there. We fill it at 300 shillings for each jerry can.
It's exhausting, dangerous work. A scene repeated at dozens of sites in the area. Accidents and injuries are common, especially among young children.
Life is not okay. When I break these stones, sometimes they cut my fingers. Sometimes the small pebbles fall into my eyes. Life is not good. Another time, a big stone hit me on the head, right here.
But what weighs on Evelyn most is her life before the pandemic. Aside from a few weeks between Uganda's two COVID surges, schools have been shuttered across this nation of 44 million.
I miss school. I miss work at school. I work every day. I would like to be a doctor or a nurse. I wanted to go to school, go to university, possibly go abroad and help my mother.
It's not uncommon to see young children doing hard work, fetching water or wood for the family cook stove. But whether in quarries, mines or farmland, more and more children are being forced to work for their survival.
2020 was the first year in two decades that saw an increase in child labor around the world. And with the pandemic devastating economies, the United Nations says the problem is getting much worse. It issued a report that found 160 million children, some as young as five, working in child labor, many doing tasks that directly threaten their health and safety.
I saw a nine-year-old in a gold mine.
As the mother of a nine-year-old herself, human rights advocate Angela Nabwowe says the encounter stopped her in her tracks.
I was practically looking at my daughter doing that work. I talked to this girl. She lives with her grandmother. They have nothing. A nine-year-old in a gold mine working. It is not right.
She says years of progress have been wiped out by the pandemic, as have the income and prospects of a large number of Uganda's poorest people who live hand-to-mouth in the mostly informal economy.
The urban areas, the official data, is that 23% of that lost everything. They do not have any source of what? Income, because of COVID-19.
It's not just income, she says. For many children, the loss of school has deprived them of a reliable meal each day. As we saw in this school in 2017, meals are often provided across the developing world to boost both nutrition and attendance. That all stopped when the schools closed.
Food is a best right. People don't have what to eat. And what is the effect of that?
It's been pretty...